How he was calm and collected. You know, we made some mistakes early in the game, and it didn't really deter him. He kept working at it, never really panicked, kept everybody in line. I think he did a good job leading our guys. You know, certainly being down as we were and keeping those guys together. But we're a tough-minded bunch. We're resilient. We'll stick to it. You know, made a play, started the fourth quarter, and I think we took that momentum and did well.
You've seen Pagano a lot too. What are some of the hallmarks of his defense that Trevor's going to have to
We've struggled to win. I know that. They can pressure. They're very good up front on the edges for sure. They rush the pass very, very, very well. And, you know, they'll do enough to keep you, you know, nervous in the pocket as a quarterback because they're always putting pressure on. They do a good job with that. They're well coached. Obviously, I know a couple people on that staff, and they do a very good job. So we have our hands. We have a very good challenge. Our hands are full here.
How do you think Donald and Michael did together on the right side?
You know what? I think they did very well. I think they communicated. You know, there's a couple things we could have done better, but I think that could be said of everybody, you know, up front. But the two of those guys seem to work pretty well together, and, you know, I think it helps. Having Michael, who's played the position, he's played across. He knows what the problems are out there. So I think that helped out a lot. You know, and I think the group up front, they did a fine job. You know, we all have to work at getting a little bit better.
What is Paradis doing so well as he grows and evolves? He's kind of become a leader on that line.
Well, I think he understands what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are. He plays to his strengths. But I think he's real confident and loud. You know, he makes sure everybody is on the same page, and that comes with experience. You know, and you see the centers that are able to do that, have the confidence, and have the ability to tie both sides together. That's what makes a successful group.
Gary talked about facing a 4-3, a really good 4-3 last week, and now a 3-4. Has it helped at all that you guys run a 3-4 here, that they've seen that all summer?
Yeah, I mean, we revert back to the things that we've done. It's just a couple of things that you got to make sure that we're on the same page with the rules and so forth, having spent a full week, you know, working against a 4-3. But it's probably a little bit easier to go back to a 3-4 than it is to go, as we will in later dates, to a four-man front.
Coach Andrew Luck has shown in the past that he's capable of putting up a lot of points in a hurry. If you guys wind up getting into a little bit of a shootout, do you think your offense is ready to go and prepare?
Well, we're prepared to do whatever it takes to win the game. I mean, that's what we try to do every week. You know, we'll have a package in, and you know, we'll let the defense play their game, and we'll do all we can to find our creases and try and control the game at our tempo on our side of the ball. So we don't like to play those games as far as who's going to do what and when we're going to do what we got to do. What do we got to do to win in our section? You know, how are we going to beat this defense and the factors involved there?
In the past, Gary's kind of had a bell cow back in this offense. You know, you don't have to, but are you seeing signs of that from CJ? He can take on an adequate.
Well, it's only one game, so, you right. know, give us a little bit of grace on that one. So, you know, we've got a good group of backs. And we're just going to keep playing and keep going. And obviously CJ had a great game the other day. So hopefully, you know, somebody will. If it's CJ, that's awesome. If it's somebody else, we'll be great too. I think it's just a matter of a team deal, and, you know, we'll keep working towards wins.
Coach, quarterbacks were real good at pre-snap reads, line reads. Andrew Luck, you had one past couple of seasons.
Sure.
What is the characteristic that allows them to do that? Is it instinctual, or are they thinking like a coach?
I think that's a lot of study. You know, we had Andrew in the Pro Bowl a couple years ago, and he studies the game. You know, obviously 18 studied the game. It's those guys that have the experience and have spent the time in the classroom studying the game and know what they're looking for. And certainly, you know, we have every reason to believe that that's what we'll develop here as we go through. So I think when you see guys, you see a lot of hard work when that happens.
When the opponents have to account for the threat of a fullback making plays, explosive plays, how much can that open things up for the rest of the offense?
Well, we hope. We're just trying to have a good variety for us. I mean, to be able to block the different fronts. You know, fullback allows you to get one more guy, so they got to put one more in the box, and then we could go over the top. So that's all we're trying to do is find our little creases with the packages that we have. All right. Thank you.